I first heard about Tim's activities through essayist Ernie Dido, who sent me the following essay as an homage to Tim's and co-founder Paul Summers' creation of Harrisonburg's rollickingly successful Super Great, that's GR letter 8, film festival. This for Ernie, who participated in last year's festival, was a creative venture steeped in nostalgia.
As my siblings and I grew up, Christmas morning meant not only tearing into the loot under the Christmas tree, but also suffering through my father's recording of the event on a Super 8mm camera attached to a light that made the noonday sun pale in comparison. Grainy images of pale-faced, bright, red-lipped, squinting kids waving at the camera are so enmeshed in me, I cannot separate the Super 8 recordings from real memories. And so it was for one-third of American households over the 60s and 70s before videotape technology mainstreamed into our life. The Super 8mm film medium gave the common man access to movie-making and, in some cases, as in Steven Spielberg's, proved to be the baby step towards careers. It is with this medium, once left forgotten along with Bell Bottoms and Watergate, that Tim Estep and Paul Summers boldly launched the Super Great Film Festival in Harrisonburg 2 years ago. For a slight fee, entrants are given a Super 8mm camera and film to shoot 3 minutes and 20 seconds worth of footage, for that is all the film allows. Upon completion, the entrants submit their work along with a separate audio recording if they choose, and wait until the night of the festival when they, along with everyone else, see the final product for the first time. The energy on the night of the festival pulsates as actors and producers and audience see the productions. The Super Great Film Festival has taken the Harrisonburg creative community by storm. During the movie-making process, I got to know 4 people I barely knew or had not met before and have plans to pursue other creative projects together with them in the future. The planning and participation needed to make the film proved to be more than what seemed to justify a 3-minute, 20-second creative production. Preparing film locations, scheduling actors, making props, practicing music, it was a lot of work. But in the end, we humbly submitted the recorded activity of 3 minutes and 20 seconds in front of a camera in the hopes that our accompanying music would justly complement our work on the night of the festival. Did we expose correctly? Was it in focus? Will it make sense? Did we get the last scene on tape or was it cut off? These were all questions that would not be answered until the night of the festival. As the lights dimmed and we prepared to perform, being the first film to show, we chose to perform our sound live. The moment was as exciting and pregnant with anticipation as any full-blown Hollywood premiere showing, but actually it was better. For in the audience and spilling over into the pubs afterwards, there was a community that was cultivating the creative arts and knitting together, making Harrisonburg and the Valley a richer, friendlier, more dynamic place to live and create.
Ernie Dido is a videographer living in Harrisonburg. One further film note, by truly popular demand, there will be an encore showing of last year's Super Great Film Festival in Harrisonburg at Court Square Theater, Thursday, January 26th, next Thursday at 7 p.m.